Pushkin.
I have a friend in California, music producer Rick Rubin. He has a studio in Malibu called Shangri-La, and sometimes when I'm out in Los Angeles, I go up and see Rick, and we sit and look out at the ocean, and we talk.
What in your mind is the first great true hip-hop record?
I would say Run-DMC Sucker MCs. That's probably the best hip-hop record. There were rap records before that, but that was maybe the first hip-hop record.
Mm-hmm. You know, in that era, I had a jade tree in my dorm room, Run-DM Tree.
Wow.
I rewrote the lyrics of the song to be all about my jade tree.
Wow.
I'm a sucker jade tree, can't grow much higher. All you other jade trees gonna call me sire. And one day we realized we're not the only ones who are this crazy about music. So we started visiting lots of other people whose work we love. Producer Nile Rodgers, you've probably had one of his songs stuck in your head at some point.
The very first time David played Let's Dance for me, he walked into the studio and he played something. Let's dance. Song on the radio. Nothing. Something like, and then I asked him if I could do an arrangement. But then when I moved it from A minor up to B flat, it actually had a different vibe. It got brighter and like funkier sounding. So I started going. You can already hear it. Like.
Now brings along his whole band and gives us a private concert. It's insane. Rufus Wainwright does the same thing, just him and a piano. Rufus had a cold that day. You couldn't even tell. We talked to Wendy and Lisa from The Revolution.
We were the band that Prince sang to. We were the band that Prince danced to. We were the band that Prince could take off his guitar and do nothing, and it was still a Prince show.
Exactly.
You know, and so then the audience gets to experience what he experienced.
And what's a music podcast without a deep dive into the epistemology of Norwegian black metal?
You know, death metal is more like, you know, what they call a cookie monster vocal, like where it's like, you know, a lot of that. And with black metal, it's more, a lot of it is more like more just a higher and just sounds much crazier in my opinion.
All this and more, so much more, is part of our new show, Broken Record. Rick, my friend Bruce Headlam, me. Conversations, arguments, stories, remembering old music, discovering new music. Broken Record, liner notes for the digital world. Broken Record from Pushkin Industries, coming to your podcast feed on November 13th. Subscribe now.